You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Happy Thursday from your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100. Just about an hour away from today's Mindbender, and then a little bit later this morning, Boys Against the Girls will be back. It is all tied up for the month of October, so we'll have that on the way. Right now, it's time for a trending report. Sports-wise, the Lakers have a chance to win their 17th NBA championship tonight as they take on Miami. The news is out that they are going to be wearing what they call their Black Mamba uniforms, styled to honor the late Kobe Bryant. And there are a lot of people who say, because of the news this year with Kobe, that wouldn't it be perfect if the Lakers did indeed win the championship?
Absolutely. And you know they will.
They
will.
If they don't win it tonight, then they'll win it. They'll win it. So that's going on. Baseball playoffs continue. Ho-hum, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Did you see the story that says first dates may never go back to being the way they were? Because of the pandemic, because of social distancing, first dates in 2020 have often been virtual first dates, where people are Zooming or doing some other type of video conference. Now, a survey has gone out and asked a whole bunch of single people, and two-thirds of them are saying, I like this better.
Sure, it's got to be cheaper, too. You don't have to spend a bunch of cash going out.
Well, there's a couple of things. One, it is cheaper. They say you save an average of like $20-something dollars per date. But the other thing, and this is what I think is, because remember, we're talking first dates here. It saves you time. They say that the virtual first dates usually last about a half hour less.
You kind of know what you're getting. Boom.
Plus, you know, you got the time driving there to it, driving home, so forth, so on. They're like, listen, you know, I can make a decision much quicker if I just do a video call with somebody than if I have to go to a coffee shop and sit there and make weird small talk.
Didn't they say something like, you know, within the first like seconds, basically, if this is going to go any further?
They say something like 30 seconds
that
is
quick.
It.
Wow.
Boom.
So get your elevator speech ready. Get your first impression ready. Come in hot.
I feel like a video first date, though, is more difficult because a lot of us don't like the way we look in a video conference compared to real life.
And generally, the lighting is horrible and the angle's horrible and you really don't know if the other person has, like, halitosis or not. Or if they're a good kisser.
And, you know, let's face it, you can also only see them generally from the shoulders up.
Right. So there could be a lot of false advertising.
So you don't know.
You don't know.
So that's going on. Let's see. The restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday has filed for Chapter 11. They've closed almost 200 of their restaurants permanently.
They had the coolest dessert there. It came in a giant, like, margarita glass. I mean, giant. Enough for, like, four people.
What was it?
It was like a chocolate cake with a drizzle and ice cream and whatever. It was just, it was, the presentation on it was really well done for a chain.
I have to raise my hand and sheepishly admit, never dined at a Ruby Tuesday in my life.
I mean, I probably was there twice.
And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I don't know. I just haven't been.
Yeah.
So I don't know what
Could
I would
be
have
why,
been missing.
You know.
I know. I guess I contributed.
There was
to
one
this.
By me. That's the one I went to and it shut down. So it's now a wings place.
Which, and I'm sure it's packed, right?
Right.
The newest shortage in America. Now, I can relate to this particular shortage because my wife has taken on a new hobby of growing mushrooms. And she's got, one of these days, we're going to have to talk about this. I'm going to have to get pictures and show you the mushroom growing station down in an unfinished portion of the basement.
Stinky.
No, there's not that. But it involves growing them for almost from like a, you inject with a syringe this stuff into this mason jar with other stuff. And I don't know, it's weird. But the newest shortage in America is mason jars. They say a lot of people have been going out doing more cooking, and a ton of Americans are wanting to store their food that they've made. They're canning things.
Pickles.
Exactly. They're freezing things. And I know that Gretchen said that she went out looking for mason jars and had to go like three places before she found them. Man. And I came in this morning to this story. That's why. So, do you guys make and store any of your own food?
No.
Because that surprises me with you.
No, we don't. I think it's because, you know, it's one of those things where my mom made me do it so much as a kid. It's like, I don't ever want to do it again.
She made you do what as a kid?
Canned beets, canned pickles, canned carrots.
She did?
All that. We had a massive garden in the backyard.
You were canning beets as a
child?
That's why
I cannot eat beets to this day. I will not even look at a beet because we canned so many damn beets. Oh, God. Pickled beets, man. Disgusting.
Yeah, that did.
Ugh.
What else is trending?
By far the biggest trending thing you will see today, the fly. This is how sick of politics we are. A fly was the winner at the debate last night. Now, I plunked down for the entire program, the entire hour and a half last night. It was nice to see two adults go at it last night. I thought it was a very well done debate. Some good zingers on each side. But about halfway through, a fly landed on Mike Pence's head.
Oh, boy.
And Nicole and I were both extremely invested in this. We're both kind of political nerds. And as soon as it landed, both of us simultaneously went, oh, no! And then I was like, I got to hop on Twitter and see if it's trending yet. And it was like immediately. It was post after post after post. The fly. The fly. Hashtag the fly. If you go onto Instagram today, hashtag the fly, look it up. It's all like Mike Pence jokes today. I sent Nicole a little picture. Somebody created a fly action figure, just the fly. All sorts of jokes. So that was the big winner last night.
I did not see the debate last night, but the fly was the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning.
Oh my gosh, man. It was nonstop. And it stuck around for a while, too.
I read a funny story somewhere that they described the debate last night compared to the debate last week or 10 days ago or whatever as a, quote, alternate universe.
Oh, it totally was.
And that's...
It was so different,
refreshing,
you know?
I guess.
And it just kind of makes me want to watch the next one again just to see what kind of a S show it is again. So anyway, so the fly is trending this morning. I'm sure you'll see some posts about that. Story out this morning talking about malls and how they're getting ready for Christmas. And apparently a lot of those Christmas plans do involve bringing Santa in. Although it will be a no-contact Santa visit at the mall this year.
Right.
Everybody's going to have masks. There's going to be plexiglass dividers, photos from 6 feet away. So it's just going to be like Santa photobombing you in the background.
Yeah.
Some malls are saying they might have Santa sit inside a giant snow globe.
Or why
behind
not?
Like a picture frame with some plexiglass. And they're just going to make it work. And they, you know, it's good for these dudes that help Santa, his elves, every year, you know, because it's a big money-making time of year for these guys, so they're helping these elves out.
Yeah, one of the spokespeople said, this is not to protect the children. This is to protect the
jolly
Santa's
old
helpers,
Saint
if you will.
Nick. Mm-hmm. Correct, absolutely.
Because they said Santa falls into two high-risk categories.
Sure
older,
does.
Older, yeah. And a little overweight.
All those candy canes, Santa. Take your vitamin D and zinc this year, buddy. Ladies, this one's for you. Somebody went through and found out what actor appears topless the most in his movies, ripping that shirt off. And of course, it's really no surprise who came in number one.
Mm-hmm.
Zac Efron appears 50% of the time in his movies with his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
He's ripping it off and flexing his pecs and making them dance. And
you talked me into watching that one TV show that he's doing now. It's like a science thing or whatever.
Saves the Planet or whatever.
Something like that.
First episode, right?
The very first episode I saw, he's like ripping his shirt off and getting into some sort of hot tub.
He was in Iceland, yeah. And him and the other guy he's with got in a hot tub in Iceland and took their clothes off.
Yes.
Boom. Jason Momoa is number two. A tie for number three, Hayden Christensen, who was in the Star Wars movies, and then Henry Cavill, which is, I guess, most well-known for Superman, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. He's been in a bunch of other stuff. But Henry Cavill,
what?
I lose my man license here, but Josh and I were looking at pictures of Henry Cavill here the other day in the studio because we say he is too good-looking. The man is just too good-looking. So we were looking at pictures of him and... We were yelling at the screen. You're too good looking. Whatever. If I ever was, you know, you see those surveys, like if you could ever have plastic surgery done to look like a celebrity or whatever, I'd have to pick him all day long.
I have to think about that.
What else is going on? Some of the other Rona stuff. The California governor's office has put a message out telling people that if you do go out to eat, make sure you pull your mask up between bites, okay? Just to help out a little bit. And then this other story is saying people are now reluctant to give strangers mouth-to-mouth or CPR because they're afraid of catching the Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird little offshoot of all of this, is that I wonder if there's going to be lives lost for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
People who would have normally saved someone, but now they're like, nope.
Nope, can't do it.
God.
I'm going to save this parenting hacks story for later. We might even turn that into a show topic. I will give you your Fat America real quick. Mickey D's is rolling out 3 new baked goods. You're going to get an apple fritter, a blueberry muffin. You're a blueberry muffin. And a cinnamon roll. You can get that at Mickey D's now. And
I'm surprised they didn't already have some of these.
Do they still do the apple pies that are hotter than the surface of the sun?
I don't know, but that was one of my favorite things as a kid.
Oh, they're so good. I know. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. A little light on the clickbait today. This is all I could find. Speaking of Fat America, somebody got their hands on a bunch of data from Yelp, and they posted the most common type of pizza we order in all 50 states. And the results are on our Facebook page. It's kind of fun to look at the little map and see what people are ordering. I will give you Colorado's, which again, I don't necessarily agree with. It's the barbecue chicken pizza. Are we ordering a bunch of that here in this giant rectangle?
I don't know anybody who does, but they say that's number one.
I would never order that. Give me a meat lovers all day long. That screams Colorado.
I thought the funniest thing on this map, because you can click on this little interactive or a map and it'll show you from each state, that Hawaiian pizza, which you are very against.
So
I know,
against it.
Hawaiian pizza is number one in 3 states, but not Hawaii.
Even they're sick of pineapple. Anyway, check out the map. It's mildly entertaining on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And our clickbait is brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, the smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store. And that is what's trending now.